Well, Eamon, thanks very much for joining us. Come here, I was listening to a podcast you did during the week and they introduced you as the following. A legend of Donegal football, three-time Ulster winner, All-Ireland winner, a couple of Sigerson Cups, three county championships, an Ulster club championship, beloved in Tyrconnell and especially in his hometown of Eudore. I'm afraid I can't top that introduction, so we'll go with that if that's all right. I'm sure you don't mind.
All right, that's I'll not argue with that, Mark.
You're not complaining.
Thank you.
It's another week and it's another big Donegal game. They're coming thick and fast, but I suppose we're all hoping the busy schedule continues beyond this weekend.
That's the hope for many of the supporters that have been to all the games, and there's a good buzz in the county from building on from last year. So the hope is that we get to that semi-final stage, and it just starts on Sunday, and it'll not be easy. It's against, you know, a Louth team that have won a first provincial in decades. So, you know, that they've won that on merit, and they will be difficult opposition.
Before we go on to Sunday's All-Ireland prelim against Louth, I want to get your thoughts on the events at Hyde Park last weekend. What did you make of the game and the performance against Mayo?
That was good. I think just getting the result against Mayo was a big, like, we'd had a poor enough record against Mayo bar the All-Ireland final in 2012, and I think it was important that you get the result. And I thought once they got the equaliser, I was kind of content with the draw, but in fairness to the lads, in fairness to Patton and to Kieran Moore, that they weren't happy with it, and they pushed on, and they got the points. So it was an important one. It was a kind of and signal their intent to what they're about. And performance was up and it was down now. You know, Murphy, I think, put in a colossal game. I think it was one of his, definitely in the top five performances, and that's saying some for someone like. For someone like Michael Murphy, and that's a positive. And I just think we need to get Gallen motoring now, and you know, Langan's in good form, and it's I think we just need them going well once we, hopefully, if we get to grow apart.
Yeah, a lot of good performances, surely. Obviously that Kieran Moore point at the end was just something else to seal the win. There's Kieran's movement and his technique, it just seems to make him seem as if he's gliding across the grass. He's a serious ball carrier in general, but to do that with 70 minutes on the clock was special.
You knew straight away once the ball landed in Moore and it turned into that foot race, you knew there was only going to be one winner. And as much as the Mayo player tried to stay in the game, he wasn't catching Moore, and you knew he was going to get in and get the point across. And there's actually an argument within it. You know, Jack McCaffrey from last decade was the fastest player in the GAA, and you know, you're just thinking about it. Is there many people faster than Kieran in the GAA when Moore? In the GAA at the moment, when Moore opens up, he's so hard to stop, and he's just striding. And you'd think in another life that Kieran Moore would have done very well in athletics now.
Yeah, and hopefully we see it again this weekend and maybe beyond. Moving on to the Sunday's game, in terms of inter-county games, I mean, this is as big as they get on your home patch, Eamon, and having a knockout game in the latter stages of the All-Ireland Championship in Balbuffet, it's going to be a great occasion.
It's going to be a brilliant occasion. You know, you're welcome, the Leinster champions, to a knockout game for the right to go to the All-Ireland, you know, the big stage. And that's what it's all about. You talk all you want about winning provincials and leagues and whatnot, but, you know, the big teams want to be playing in the All-Ireland knockout series. And this game is what's at stake as goes on the result of this game now. So it's a big day for Donegal, a big day for Louth as well. You know, you can't understate that after all the work that they've put in to get to that provincial tie, they want to push on. They're not happy with being Leinster champions. You know, Ger Brennan has been on the record as saying that we want to push on. We want Louth to get to that top table, and they'll not fear Donegal, and they'll have plenty of preparation done to try and beat us.
This can be described as a good draw considering we avoided Galway. But I mean, as you mentioned, Louth are no dozers, coming up to Balbuffet as Leinster champions, and they genuinely have some of the best players in the country at the minute. What kind of challenge are you expecting from the wee county of the weekend?
Definitely. Listen, they're going to be well prepared. Ger Brennan is really on the ball in the coaching in terms of preparation. He'll have them nailed on, and his backroom team is formidable. So he'll have them well prepped. As you said yourself, they have some of the best players like that would probably get on any team in the country. And you know, Durney and Mulroy Lennon and these boys will bring the game to you. So it's just about, I think, getting a foothold in midfield for our own kickouts and maybe shutting them down for their kickouts is as we've seen the game as it is now, and the way that they're so crucial. The kickouts are the one, and the way the kickout's gone, that's crucial to the to these new rules and how we get on top there and how we shut down and, you know, get on top of Dernan and midfield there. So I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to seeing how Donegal respond to that challenge.
And in terms of squad-wise for Donegal, I mean, Sean Paton returned to the team last week, and it's almost like that old adage that you become a better player when you don't play, because people tend to realise how important you are when you're missing. There's just a huge difference in Sean Paton being in nets compared to Sean Paton not being in nets.
Ah, yeah, and like that's no disrespect to anybody else, but it's just the level that he's at, the Paton's at, and again, you don't know what you miss until it's gone. And Paton, you know, I believe that if we had Paton and nets for the Tyrone game, we would have been going on 3 for 3. Because we just had got pinned in. Again, you go back to the kickouts, there's stages where teams are going to try and pin you in, an experienced keeper and someone off the ability of Sean Paton is able to work that out. And, you know, Paton referenced it there, and he was interviewed after the game about it's just wild important to get ball in hand, and there's nobody better in terms of that striking of a ball than Sean Paton in the country, and he's able to get. You look at the last kick out against Mayo, he was able to just put it onto the chest of Kieran Moore. He's able to spot that Moore was in an offensive position. It was a long distance kick, and it was just straight into his chest, and you know they're away. And even Paddy McBrady's goal chance against Mayo, Paton delivers a kick right over the opposition press, nearly on the opposition 45, and you know it frees up the Donegal in the break, and you know Paddy's unfortunate not to get the goal and put the game to bed. So it's a brilliant offensive weapon, and he just steadies the whole thing up. So it's just good to see him back, and hopefully he stays back. It's very important that he stays fit for Donegal.
Sure is. In terms of the rest of the lineup, are you expecting a similar lineup to the one that lined out against Mayo?
Yeah, no, listen, Jim always, we didn't think Kyle McColgan would be matched up with Aidan O'Shea, so you're trying to predict these matchups, and it's just very hard. Like Jim's a step ahead of the rest of us mere mortals, and it's very hard. You know, Jim could throw a curveball and start Steve McManaman, he could start Owen McHugh. It's you just don't know. You can have an idea and you'd be confident enough, you know, but in terms of it goes all the way then. When he goes up as far as 90% confidence, you're not going to go that final way of 95, 100%, because this Jim views the game differently than us, and I mean that in a positive way, because he can see matchups and he can see players are better suited to certain oppositions. So you don't know. You don't know. That's the answer to that.
Well, Donegal and Louth is one of four prelim quarterfinals taking place this weekend. Elsewhere, we have Kerry against Cavan, Dublin up against Cork on Saturday, and on Sunday afternoon, Down face Galway. The three big hitters will obviously be the favourites in those games, but do you see any potential banana skins in there for Kerry, Dublin or Galway?
I don't see. Now, the potential one, and you know, again, we talk about percentages, now there's 10-20% chance of it happening, is that Down could scare Galway, because Galway just aren't in a great spot at the minute. They just about got through Derry, very poor in patches. They, you know, just about got through Armagh, very, very poor in the first half. Very poor against Dublin in their first game, consistently throughout the game. So Down, and again, you go back to the preparation of management and Conor Laverty and, you know, Mickey Donnelly, they'll formidable backroom team there. Nobody will be better prepared than Down going into. They'll be able to, you know, see where Galway can be got at. They'll know that they're, you know, they're brittle, they're wavering, their confidence isn't great. And if there is going to be, now I think Galway will eventually pull away. But if you were to ask me, I think the other two games are done deals. And if you were to ask me, is there going to be a shock somewhere? Could be in Down, but I think Galway will just that their quality will shine through.